Police, Los Angeles medical examiner stole from dead bodies. By Olivia Rondo on November 9, 2023. An investigator with the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner has been charged after allegedly stealing precious items from deceased individuals, officials said Wednesday. Adrian Munoz, 34, was hit with one felony count of grand theft of property and one misdemeanor count of petty theft of property in connection to the disappearance of a necklace and rare coins belonging to two men who had passed away, District Attorney George Gaskin announced. On January 6, Munoz was assigned to investigate the death of a warehouse worker who succumbed to a heart attack at his job when he was caught by surveillance cameras removing a gold crucifix from the victim's neck and putting it in his own bag, the district attorney's office said. Munoz did not return the item or document it in the property receipt, the press release stated. The suspicious activity prompted officials to search the investigator's desk cubicle, where they discovered rare antique coins belonging to another deceased male whom Munoz had processed in November 2022. An investigator with the medical examiner's office holds a position of immense trust and responsibility, Gaskin said, continuing. Their role is not just to unravel the cause of death or help solve potential crimes but also to provide closure and peace to grieving family members. The theft of items, potential family heirlooms, and sentimental pieces from the deceased not only violates this trust but desecrates the memory of a loved one. It's a profound betrayal of the very essence of the role and the solemn duty owed to both the deceased and their bereaved families, the DA added. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Rodi Ukpo added, "The Department of Medical Examiner takes these allegations very seriously and is assisting law enforcement and the DA's office in the ongoing investigation." No arraignment date has been set yet for Munoz, who is currently on leave pending completion of the investigation, the medical examiner's office said.